Thanks for joining us today on the James Dawkins Show podcast. Today's episode is titled The Winning Side. Our reading is going to come from the KJV version, Romans 8, 1 through 4. And this is a brief summary. The Apostle Paul makes a spiritual declaration in his letter to the church at Rome to encourage the body of Christ that they don't have to be bound by sin. Reading at verse number 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn and sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So point number one is the declaration. As I peruse through the text, I notice verse number one, the reason why the body of Christ must meditate on the word of the Lord is because the accuser of the brethren comes to distract. He comes to keep us focused on things that God has already vindicated us from according to Scripture. However, God guarantees salvation to all that believe. Paul's letter to the church at Rome is a letter of declaration, justification, and sanctification. My brothers and my sisters, God promises us salvation through Christ and in his dwelling spirit to give us life free of judgment of sin. The principle to this declaration is to walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This letter was not meant for religious folks, but in contrast, the Apostle Paul is directly talking to kingdom relationship folks in the committed covenant with God the Father through Jesus Christ. And as we go further down in the text, verse number 2, for the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Which brings me down to my second point, which is the sanctification. Actually, verses 2 and 3, the sanctification. As the Apostle Paul teaches us about the results of salvation and sanctification, we notice that God assures us that we've been released from the penalty of sin and death through obedience to the word of the Lord. The scripture tells us that the promises of God are yea and amen. I don't care what the world may say. He who the Son has set free is truly free indeed. When the King of Kings and Lord of Lords pardons you, that's as good as gold. Why? Because the word of the Lord cannot return void. I'm going to stay with God because serving the Lord will pay off. Serving the Lord, there's benefits in serving the Lord. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? One that's freed me from the penalty and the consequences of sin through covenant relationship. Whom he sanctifies, he also justifies. Which brings me to point number 3. Point number 3 is the justification. And as we reference in verse number 4, it says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He's the true and living righteous judge. God is, through Jesus Christ. He comes with the gavel of vindication in defense of the believer so that his perfect will might be completed in our lives as citizens of the kingdom represented here on earth. Justification also means to be presented blameless before his majesty in heaven, translated in the lower parts of the earth. And I want to suggest, my brothers and sisters, that that's a winning side to be on. In spite of everything that's going on in the world today, there's a lot going on. The accusers of the brethren, they are running rampant. They are telling lies. They are trying to keep us feeling bound and guilty, but God has already freed us from that. God, the scripture says that he also throws our sins in a sea of forgetfulness, never to remember anymore. So my question to us is, then who's trying to bound us? Who's trying to hold us down? And that's why we must stay in the Word of God. That's why we must read the Word of God. That's why we must meditate in it both day and night. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, that's when the Lord, God Almighty, will raise up, he will lift up a standard against him. Because he who the Son has set free is truly free indeed. So I just come to tell you today that you're free. You are free, not guilty. Case dismissed.